Hello and welcome back to another episode of the Five Red Lights Formula One podcast, a podcast focusing on all things F1 and occasionally just whatever's annoying me. Please don't forget to rate this podcast where available and be sure to follow our social media at Five Red Lights Podcast on Instagram and at Five Red Lights F1 on Twitter. Now, everyone talks about who's going to win the championship a lot, who's going to come first, who's going to come second, who's going to, you know, best of the rest. But I thought, let's spice it up a bit. Let's talk about who's going to come last. Now, you would have thought Haas, however, that may not be the case, as last weekend's Grand Prix in Baku would suggest, with Haas actually now being ninth. Now, no one who's watched any amount of F1 coverage for the last 4 years or more will know that neither of these teams have been particularly great, especially recently. If you take a look at results, Haas in there, well, they've only been in the sport since 2016. And if you look at their results, they've come 8th, 8th, 5th, 9th, 9th. And then this season they are currently 9th. And then if you look at Williams from the same date as Haas, they have 5th, 5th, 10th, 10th, 10th. And now they're currently 10th. So both teams have had nightmares since 2018. Well, actually, 2018 was Haas's best year. Let's say 2019 then. Both teams have definitely been on the downward for the last few years. There are quite obvious reasons for this. Williams was just being mismanaged. They were running out of money. People just, you know, I mean, if you're paying money to be on a car, what's the point in paying money to be on a car that is at the back of the grid every single race? So, I mean, Williams losing sponsors, they lost their Martini sponsorship, etc. Claire Williams, she had, you know, the best intentions, I'm sure, but was she the right woman for the job? Probably not. Like, she did kind of drive Williams into their worst results spree in their history, etc. However, I suppose it is a bit of a downward spiral. She shouldn't be blamed too much. Like, you know, you have a few bad seasons, and because of the way F1's prize money works, your funding gets cut, etc. You lose sponsors, and then it's very hard to build that back up without doing what Haas have done and finding someone with a lot of money and a son who wants to be a racing driver to pump money into the team. Williams have Latifi to an extent, but I mean, that's nowhere near the same level of investment as Mazepin. Speaking of Haas, they started off a lot better in F1 than people, I mean, I'm sure would have anticipated. You know, coming 8th, 8th and then 5th in your first few seasons is, you know, coming anywhere but last in your first season is probably quite an achievement. I mean, I suppose they were helped by the fact that they had a Ferrari engine and their car was extremely similar to the year before's Ferrari. But that's not to take away from them, because Williams have had input from Mercedes. Williams have a Mercedes engine, so, you know, that's the best engine on the grid. But I suppose Haas's downfall can be attributed to pretty much the same reasons as Williams. I mean, Gunther Steiner, probably slightly better as a team boss than Claire Williams has been recently. You know, Steiner goes all the way back to Jaguar, I think, or something. He was there, yeah, he was there when Jaguar was being taken over to become Red Bull years ago. Now, what was that, 2006? And he was there even before. I don't think his competency as a team boss should be questioned. I mean, he's been there since the start. He managed to take them to fifth in 2018, so, you know, just credit where credit's due for that. The problem is, well, especially now, you kind of get the impression that Gene Haas is one foot out the door. You know, he has a successful NASCAR team. Why would he pump money into F1 and come last when he's much more successful in a series in his home country? Sponsorship, bit of a sticky one. All you have to do is look at 2019, which was the start of Haas's quote-unquote downfall. He finished ninth that season with that Rich Energy mess. There's no other real word for it. The money never arrived. they just couldn't figure out what was going on with the car. You know, they tried to do a test, you know, one driver runs the old car, one driver runs the new spec. But I suppose those tests don't really work out when your drivers crash on the first lap, as Grosjean and Magnussen did when they actually tried that. Of course, those worries with the car, or just the general poor performance, has led to Haas absolutely binning off this year, and they're focusing entirely on 2022. I do hope that they can, you know, actually compete. Hopefully the grid's going to be closer, but I say that this grid we've got this year is like the closest it's been for years, and new regulations can go one of two ways, you know. But hopefully with their early shift to the new car development, they will actually be able to do something. But anyway, talking about the two teams just in general isn't really the point of this episode, so I'm going to talk about which team is going to come last. Now, due to their decision very early on, I think it was Bahrain, to stop developing this season's car, on the face of it, you would think, ah, oh, Haas will easily come last. However, they're currently ninth, based off results, you know, not points, but the results. And Williams are last, as they are so, well, they've been last for the last three, 4 years now. I'm surprised and I'm not surprised, because the Haas car is just crap in general. But you know, they're there. Like, to be fair to them, Schumacher was there to pick up 13th place and, you know, move them above Williams in the championship. Williams, on the other hand, like, their car, I have absolutely no doubt that it is faster than the Haas. The problem is, like, some races, like we saw earlier in the season at Imola, that the Williams seemed to absolutely love it around there. Russell was trying to overtake Bottas in a Mercedes. Like, yeah, I know it's Bottas, like the BTEC Mercedes, but no offense to BTECs. But you know, that's still an impressive show from a team that was 2-3 seconds off the pace a few years ago. But the problem is, it only works in very specific situations, and when it's not in those situations, it's just so unpredictable for the drivers. So on average, like, the Haas car's crap, but maybe it's more consistent, which will help the drivers drag it to those, you know, because realistically I don't think either of those teams is going to score points. So it's going to be the 12th, 13th places that they rag in an eventful race like Sunday's in Baku that switch them around in the order. Like, there's been so many times when it looks like Russell's been on for points, and either himself or the team or whatever, it just goes wrong. It's worth noting that a few years, or maybe last year, Alfa Romeo could have been included in this conversation about who's going to come last. However, it does look like they are looking a bit more pointy, I guess is the word, than the Haas and the Williams. I mean, I don't have any doubt that they're the seventh, that they're eighth. They're going to be eighth at the end of the season, but they do seem to be able to get the odd 10th place. So really, this is just a conversation about Williams and Haas. But yeah, so you can talk about the cars, but obviously the drivers are the ones who do most of the work. So considering the two teams' drivers, I would fancy Williams to get like the better results, especially with George Russell, who's like suggested to be the next Mercedes driver. Replace, or, you know, I mean, it's going to be Bottas replacing Bottas, maybe even at the end of this year. You know, Latifi, to be fair to him, he was all right in Formula 2, he's not a bad driver. Haas, on the other hand, have Schumacher, who it's like well documented that he takes a year or so to get used to a new series. It's been a pattern constantly. And also Mazepin, who, like, I mean, let's not even talk about that. So, like, if you look at the driver lineups, you would think that Williams would be able to drag their shitbox to better results than the Haas drivers will be able to drag their shitbox to. However, for some reason, I just don't know. Like, I really can't tell if the Williams is actually ever going to be able to be driven to points, because they need such specific circumstances to be able to get there. I just can't see it happening. I thought Monaco might be a time for them to get it done, but it just didn't happen. It's a shame as well, because Williams, I think, street circuits may be their best chance to get some points. And obviously, there's only one more street circuit, or, you know, proper street circuit on the calendar, and that was Singapore, which has now been cancelled. And because of that, and also, like, how often does it happen that only 14 cars finish a race these days? Like, we had a Monaco Grand Prix without a yellow flag. Because of that 13th place from Haas, Williams, I really think, will need points to be able to finish above Haas in the championship. And there just doesn't seem to be any tracks left where they will be able to do it, honestly. Like, Williams can finish ahead of Haas every single race, but because Haas managed to find themselves in a 13th place in Baku, which, to be fair, it was due to, like, I mean, to finish 13th, you've got to finish the race, so fair play to the Haas drivers, Schumacher, for getting that. But at the same time, Williams gifted them, absolutely gifted them, that 13th place. Well, Russell's car, he DNF'd, didn't he? Well, I think. So that's maybe not his fault. But then they made a mistake with Latifi's, I guess, instructions under the safety car, which gave him a 30-second penalty, meaning he came last. So, you know, Williams did completely drop the ball, really. So, yeah, overall, who do I think has the better car? Williams. Who do I think will come ninth? Haas. Weirdly. Unless there is a wet race with a lot of drivers DNFing, as long as the drivers aren't the Williams drivers, then maybe they could scrape an 11th or 12th, or maybe even a point. However, without that, I'm really not sure that it's going to happen for them. Like, if you look at, so we'll take George Russell as the best Williams driver. If you look at Russell's results in 2020, Russell got one 12th place finish at Silverstone, which was down to tyres blowing up left, right and centre, which I don't think will be repeated. He got an 11th place in Mugello, which isn't a track we're going to this year, and also only 12 cars finished the race, which I can't see happening again. There aren't too many races like that in a season, generally. And then, to be fair to him, he got another 12th place in Bahrain. Unfortunately, that's a track we've already been to this year, so he won't be able to pull that one out. There is the unknown of the Jeddah Street Circuit in Abu Dhabi, Saudi Arabia. But that doesn't, I mean, you can't tell, but also at the same time, it doesn't look like a Williams type of track. So, considering the irregularity of races where, you know, like, 5, 6, 7 cars are DNFing, the fact that every time they seem to come close to points, they bottle it. It just doesn't look like Williams would be able to overtake Haas at all if they can't rag themselves a 13th place or so, like, pretty quickly. But anyway, thanks for listening to this episode about who's going to come last. I do think it will be Williams, just because they seem to have a rotten look, and, you know, part of it's self-inflicted. The next episode is going to be released on Tuesday. Haven't decided what that will be. If you've enjoyed the podcast, please follow, give it a rate where possible. Don't forget to follow our social media at 5 Red Lights Podcast on Instagram and at 5 Red Lights F1 on Twitter. Cheers again, and see you in the next one.